Right, and we're back on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is Mondo Trasho with your host, Maxwell Maxwell, and we are listening to Fire in Cairo by The Cure. This is the Digitalism remix, for those of you not cool enough to recognize it instantly. Before that, we were listening to, let's see, what the fuck were we listening to? Sorry, we were listening to Loose Shoes, Threesome. We were listening to, we were listening to Pointer Sisters from the Beverly Hills Cop 2 soundtrack. We were listening to, where did I put it? You know, I'm sorry, I've completely lost my mind. You know, it's just one of those days. Yeah, it was Spoon, Don't You Ever, the Party Mike remix. I don't know, folks. Let me tell you. It must be. I'm so excited about our guest. He's not in the studio yet, but he's on his way. Owen from butteryontheendive.ca. It's an awesome local food blog, and he'll be on soon. And we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go and see Islands. And you're going to be able to win those within the hour. And that's Tuesday, June 10th. They're coming to the Plaza Club. And it's an all-ages show. So everybody can go and see Islands if you, you know, listen for the rest of the show. And Owen will be here to give those out. So I think we're going to play some more of this cheesy vinyl that I've been finding. This is a song called Wham Rap, and it's by the band Wham with George Michael in it. So I don't really know what else there is to say about that except for they're rapping. I am a man, job on a job. You can't tell me that I'm not. Right, I think that's about enough of this song. Okay, so one quick thing. When I was talking about all the songs we just played, I was just reminded from Heather of Queer FM, who's been listening. Thank you very much, Heather. I forgot to mention that I had just played the Titsworth remix of The Cars, Just What I Needed. And I'm loving that new remix. Titsworth is awesome. He is pretty much the only person to go to for Baltimore House. So I think we're going to play some more music. Here's Junior Senior with one of my favorite songs this year. Can I
get on me, 'cause I know that you wanna dance with me, but you say,
I don't do that kind of thing.
I say, what?
I don't do that kind of thing.
Why not?
I don't do that kind of thing.
And you say,
I don't do that kind of thing.
Okay.
Can I get to know, no, you better, better, baby. Can I get to know, no, you better, baby. Can I get to know, no, you better, better, baby. Can I get to know, no, you better, baby.
But I'm taking it easy. Let's go home, throw away the key.
Away the key.
Are you coming with me? So fancy free.
Hey, but you say,
I don't do that kind of thing.
And you say,
I don't do that kind of thing.
I say, what?
I don't do that kind of thing.
Hey,
I don't do that kind of thing.
Oh, let's go.
Can I get to know, no, you better, better, baby. Can I get to know, no, you better.
I'm Schemes. Their names are never spoken. The curse is never broken. Their names are never spoken. The curse is never broken. Un, deux, trois, des miroirs noirs, Black Mirror. Un, deux, trois, des miroirs noirs, Black Mirror.
Hey, Heather from Queer FM, what's up?
Well, you know how Bryce, our program director here at CITR, has kind of been riding all of our asses about making promos for our shows?
Cha! Yes!
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, over at the CBC, they have this woman named Promo Girl, and she comes on once an hour and tells everybody what's coming up, and it's usually kind of theatrical, and she has, like, a really sexy voice and stuff. So anyway, I was thinking that I'd really like to have a promo boy, or like promo boys. Would you guys be up for that?
Sure. What do we have to do?
Just tell people about Queer FM, really.
Okay.
Queer FM features news, views, current affairs, arts and music. For, of course, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered communities and all its allies. Heather Kitchen hosts Queer FM Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
All right, and you're back live with CITR 101.9 FM. Maxwell is my name. Mondo Trasher was the show. And joining us in studio, Owen from Butter on the Endive. Endive. How do you pronounce that?
Endive.
Endive. Okay. Yeah. Looks like I was wrong both ways. That's okay. Cool. Do you want to put on those headphones?
Yeah, of course.
Great. Fantastic. Wow, perfect timing because I just ran out of music. Okay, that's funny. So, later we have a pair of Islands tickets to give away, but first, let's talk about the website.
Yes, let's talk about it.
Let's see, there we go. Talking to that one. Woo! Not enough caffeine for me, I'm sort of operating on a wall.
Well, I did bring wine, if that will help.
Wine, you know what? Wine is great.
Yeah?
Wine is fantastic.
Let's get to that when we talk about the wines, actually, but...
But let's first of all get a sense of who you are and what you're doing. And why people should be excited that you're here with us tonight.
Well, I've been a cook professionally for 5 years in Vancouver at various restaurants. I was at Aurora Bistro on Main Street, right when that opened about 5 years ago. And recently West Restaurant on Granville. So, and basically me and my friend were visiting my homeland, the island, Vancouver Island. Mm-hmm. And we got inspiration. We were, we caught our own prawns from my dad's prawn trap and Dungeness crab, and we made a risotto over an open fire in the woods, and we're just like, we have to share this with people. That was the first post for Butter on the Endive, and then I got back home and started a WordPress account and just started putting up the adventures we have with food.
Now, for listeners who don't really know that much about restaurants, some of the experience you've just mentioned, you've been around sort of Vancouver's most important restaurants, so you definitely know what you're talking about when it comes to food. But Butter on the Endive?
Endive,
there we go. Butter on the Endive has sort of changed. It's not just about cooking. It's about restaurants now as well.
Well, I kind of wanted to give, like, a insider's view of, like, what I see. So I'll take pictures, like, from the kitchen, like, if we got a whole pig in, like, how we butcher it down and, like...
I know. I was taking a look at that earlier.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And, like, you guys were doing all this stuff that I, you know, and I think I'm fairly, you know, I sort of know what's going on with food, but I'd never seen that. And you guys even had a restaurant that, you know, hadn't even opened yet, and you had photos from, you know, what it takes to actually get a restaurant started.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have lots of friends who have gone on to start their own restaurants, and I think I kind of want to help them out, but also just show what it takes to, like, start a small business, because it's a hard go of it when you get into it. A lot of money, and, like, banks won't lend you money. You have to be very resourceful a lot of times.
Yeah. So there's sort of a lot more than just, you know, pointing at something in the menu and just having the food show up.
Exactly. I just want to show where the food comes from. Like, I grew up and my parents made everything from scratch, and that's kind of what got me into cooking. Like, it wasn't out of a bag or out of the freezer all the time.
Yeah, I was sort of reading about some of that. You know, you've grown up around food.
Yeah.
I believe your father has always sort of,
he's a marine biologist, and so was my mom, so... And actually, when I was born, they were commercial fishermen for salmon. So that was, we always had, like, tons of sockeye salmon around. And, I mean, I think I got kind of jaded, because when it came to, I don't think everyone had that, right? Like, every night salmon, and just, we had, like, a garden and all that kind of stuff. And
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So now you've sort of taken that experience and you're sharing it with people on the blog. So what are some things that people can pick up if they don't really know a lot about food? Like, what can a novice pick up from the site?
Well, I mean, the things we do are very simple, because that's the kind of stuff that we like to eat. Actually, I should say, when I say we, I mean my friend Mark Roberts. He does the photography. He's a self-taught and beautiful pictures. And then,
really?
Yeah.
He's self-taught. Because there's fantastic photography on this site.
Yeah, he's just kind of, like, done it by experimentation. And, I mean, I'm amazed every time he, like, takes them and uploads them on a computer. They're just, like, stunning.
Yeah.
And then Amarita Bastaya is our wine contributor. And she kind of got into it recently, too. She was just working for a marketing firm. And then she took a course. I think it was I forget which course, but it was a wine course at De Brule, which is a cooking school. Then she just got a job at for a wine company and now sells wine, and she just kind of soaks up information. Like, she's really good with it.
Wow, that's fantastic. So yeah. It's a pretty small team you have, and that's the whole of the team, right?
That's pretty much it. We had my friend Kyle doing the spirits and bar stuff, but mm-hmm. he's kind of faded off. I think he was working like 100 doubles in a row or something, so I haven't heard from him in a while. And that's something I'm kind of worried about because I'm going back to work full-time mm-hmm. soon, and I'm afraid that it's going to kind of, the blog will go by the wayside, but I want to get some of my other cook friends to start contributing.
Because it is really, you know, having read a lot of stuff in the Georgia Strait or whatever, this is really a very unique way of reading about food. This is something that I haven't personally seen anywhere before.
I think that's one of the reasons that we started too, because we wanted this kind of information, and like I want to read this kind of stuff, but I thought, well, I guess I should just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really great. So everybody, of course, can go check that out. Butter on the Endive, BUTTERONTHEENDIVE
yep.
.ca. And you yep. guys have a Facebook group, right?
We do have a Facebook group. And, tell all your friends. Come
yeah.
check it out.
We will. All right. So talking more with Owen, I think we're going to play a couple of songs. And then we're going to talk some more about food. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Islands, actually. We have a pair of tickets Tuesday, June 10th at the Plaza Club. The Islands, of course, an awesome band, former members of the Unicorns, and they're sort of, you know, the indie darlings of 2006. So let's check out a track that I've been loving lately by my robot friend. And this is called Robot High School. And, I don't know, it makes me happy because it's about robots and it's not Daft Punk. Okay, you're back on CITR 101.9 FM, and we have Owen from Butter on the Endive For some reason, I can never pronounce it right. You know, I've always liked eating it, but I just can't pronounce it.
To be fair, I think that's what they say in England, but so.
Endive, yeah. Endive, something.
It's like tomato, tomato.
Okay, so we're being a little bit naughty, and we've got some booze in the studio, because we're talking about food, of course, food and wine, because that's what the blog is about. And we're having a little bit of booze education here. So our first wine we're sampling right now, it's a Quail's Gate. Do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, this is a Quail's Gate Dry Riesling. It's from 2007, and Quail's Gate's from, it's a local BC winery from the Okanagan. And this one is one we, me and Mark, we made a ham hock terrine for one of our blog posts. And this is actually the one we, that Amrita suggested to pair with it. So this one, it's kind of got a tropical citrus flavors. It's fairly sweet and it's kind of got a slight effervescence. Mm-hmm. And it really cuts through the fat of the terrine.
Yeah.
So let's try it again.
Mmm. Wow. That's tasty stuff. That's really good.
And I just finished this one, then we'll try the next one.
All right.
This one, the next one, is available at all BC liquor stores. It is a Calaterra Cabernet Sauvignon from Chile. And this one is $12.99.
Wow, that's a bargain. Because, of course, a lot of our listeners are, you know, college students like myself, or basically just generally poor, because, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm in the same boat, too. I mean, I'm a cook, which is not the most high-paying career. Mm-hmm. But this one, I think, it's, like, kind of leathery. You get kind of, like, stewed fruits. It's got high tannins, which is kind of like that puckery feeling in your mouth.
And that can also give you a pretty bad hangover, right?
The tannins?
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of contribute to that, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, they're great with food because they help cut through the fattiness of, like a gamey meat, like a duck or lamb or... I mean, it's even good with like a grilled steak. It's like a great barbecue one.
Okay, so it's you know, so we're heading into barbecue season,
right?
So this one would be really good with you know, next time you go out and grill something.
It's like a nice, and it's like starting to be wild mushroom season too. So like a nice grilled ribeye with morel mushrooms and maybe like a rich red wine sauce or something.
That's good. That's really good. But that's very sort of full, and it's big. It's like being hit in the face with a baseball almost.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of similar to like Australian Shiraz is another good value wine that you can get at a...
For $12.99, that's a good wine.
Well, yeah, I think it... I mean, it tastes like a $15, $20 bottle to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's great to have something to upgrade to because, you know, a lot of my friends actually have been drinking Old English malt liquor lately.
Oh, still, eh?
Yeah. No, well, we sort of, you know, we started out college sort of drinking classy, and then, it, you know, as college continues, or sorry, university as the Canadians call it.
Oh, right.
As university continues and you sort of run out of the money to buy, you know, nice booze, you know, you sort of go from... buying, you know, maybe a nice gin to buying, you know, Gilby's drinking beer to drinking cheap beer. And then, eventually you end up drinking, you know, malt liquor.
Yeah.
Malt liquor.
Well, it gets you drunk, I guess, right?
I guess that's sort of the point for a lot of people. But this is great. This tastes great.
Well, our slogan on the website is the cuisine of essence, and I think we just try to get down to like the basics and then go from there.
So. Yeah, this is really good.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
So can we maybe talk a little bit about the website and some of the stuff you guys are planning on doing in the future?
Well, basically, just trying to stay busy. Like every day off I have, I try to add something. Like, I mean, it's really important with a blog to keep the content so people keep coming back. I just want to. Kind of let it grow naturally. I mean, I don't rule out maybe getting some advertising hopefully fairly soon or
Now how about the you guys were going to do a big cookout on Jericho Beach. Any plans for something like that in the future?
Well, I want to do that like every single weekend, but it's really like hard to get it together sometimes after working all week. But our next one is actually want to do a paella. I got a paella pan for my birthday last week. So we want to build a fire somewhere, get the pan going, get all the ingredients together, which is like, it's a Spanish rice dish with saffron and seafood like mussels, clams. You could put any sort of white fish like snapper or halibut or
Yeah, that'd be really. Yeah, I think I've had it before. That'd be really good in the summer.
Yeah, exactly. And
it'd be amazing.
But once again, it's just hard. It's really hard to get all this stuff together sometimes when you're hungover or tired or.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Okay, you know what? Let's give away a pair of tickets to the islands. Let's see. So why don't you just, you know, call in. The number is 604-822-2487. If you feel like going and seeing the islands on Tuesday, June 10th, I realize it's kind of short notice, but if you're free on Tuesday and you want to go see the islands, we have a pair of free tickets from CITR and Butter on the Ondive.
Endive.
Why can I never pronounce that
right?
You know what?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, we have a bunch of... Endive. I'm sorry. Okay. Caller, let's see. Caller one or caller three?
Three.
All right, let's put on... All right. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Whoops. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey there.
Hello.
Have you been enjoying Owen's little discussion from Butter on the Endive? Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did it.
I finally said it right. Okay. So we've got a pair of free tickets for you. And hopefully you're going to go check out the blog and perhaps join the Facebook group. And I'm enjoying this wine. You know, it's kind of a pity you can't be here in the studio because this is really tasty. So, let's see. So I'm going to have to check out this Cabernet Sauvignon. That's a Calatera.
Cabernet Sauvignon from Chile.
From Chile. Yeah, and that's $12.99. That's a bargain.
Nice.
That's
Very
a bargain.
Nice.
So let's see. You stick around, and we are going to play a little bit of music, and we will be right back.
All right.
After this brief something.
Reach, 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 reach
We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, as always, on CITR 1.9 FM. But we are finishing up our little chat and drinking fest with Owen from Butter on the End Dive. Thank God, I finally got it right. For some reason, that's just been getting me all night. You know, on Dive, on Dive, End Dive.
Oh, okay, End Dive. Don't worry about it, man.
Okay. Okay, so here's a good question. What does Butter on the End Dive mean?
That is a good question. We're hoping to keep it secret, but I mean...
It's open kitchen code, right?
That's right. I guess you saw that on Urban Diner, on the link.
My lips are sealed.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's... I think it started at The Keg, which is like a local restaurant chain, and it's they'd have these open kitchens, which were like the dining room and the kitchen are kind of one. So you can't conduct your normal kitchen... like towel whipping and yelling, you can't do that kind of stuff. So they
sort of have to keep it classy.
Yeah, so they had to create like a phrase, if you will, that whenever like a beautiful girl, pretty girl walked into the restaurant, you would say "butter on the end dive," like yell it to your friends. Like at West, we had a table once. So we're like, "pick up table one," or I mean, I'm sure there's a million different ones.
No, that's pretty funny. Yeah. Interestingly enough, there's apparently I forget where I read this, but apparently throughout the Deep South, there's kind of a horribly racist form of open kitchen slang, and it's kind of I think I had a friend who knew about this and was really offended when it happened, but apparently if you have a table with African Americans at it, then some of the staff will occasionally refer to them as a table of Canadians. And one of my friends who's African American, apparently that happened to them, and they had worked in a kitchen before, so they knew the slang, and they were really upset.
Canadians, really?
Canadians, yeah. Canadians.
Oh, man.
So there's a little politically incorrect tidbit for the day. You know, thank God actual Canadians...
Why Canadians, though?
I think it was just so, you know, they wouldn't raise suspicion that they were racist jerks in the kitchen. I don't know. This was the South, so.
Yeah, I guess Canadian people are usually, like, unassuming, nice, friendly people, right? So it's kind of,
I guess so. You know. I don't know. It was, you know, who knows with people who are racist jerks?
Right.
Anyways, but this is such a great, this is such a great phrase, though.
I actually heard it when I first started working at Aurora Bistro. Jeff Van Gies, the chef there, would say it, and then it just kind of stuck with me all through the years. And then me and Mark are trying to decide on a name, and it just kind of came into my head. So
it's good though.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's a final question: how would you prepare an endive? Would you put butter on it? What's your favorite way to cook it? You don't like them, do you?
You know what? I'm not crazy about them.
But if you had to cook them for somebody, how would you prepare an endive?
Okay, well, the way we did it at West, which is really actually pretty good, is you cut the endive in half. It's kind of like a bulbous kind of shaped vegetable. Yeah. So you cut it in half, you sprinkle it with sugar, and then you put it in a really hot pan, and it kind of caramelizes it.
Really? That sounds pretty good.
So you caramelize the outside, and then once you've got like the right amount of color on the endive, so you're putting like the... once you've cut it in half, the bottom side down, and it kind of the profile kind of gets caramelized. Then you throw a knob of butter in, and you kind of glaze it up, throw it in the oven till it's tender. And
wow. That sounds really tasty.
Yeah, it's really good with, like, chicken, or, I mean, it would be good with beef, too, or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, normally when I've had it, usually, because I'm not a big fancy chef, usually I just, like, throw it in a salad with some sort of, you know, citrus vinaigrette or something, and maybe some pomegranate seeds. Because it's a little bit bitter.
That sounds awesome.
It's a little bitter. Okay, so we are wrapping up. We have Transcendence coming on in, like, 30 seconds. But one thing I really wanted to get to, where is a good, cheap restaurant to take somebody on a first date?
On a first date?
On a first date. Or a date. Or just a good, cheap restaurant, honestly.
Well, I know some really good, cheap places, and then I know I've got some places in mind that would be good for a date.
Okay. Let's just go with just a cheap one first.
Okay. Well, there's actually a place kind of out of the way. It's 41st and Knight in East Vancouver. It's a place called Duffin's Donuts, and they do these, like, amazing hot torta sandwiches.
Ooh.
So there's all these different kinds of meat. They have, like, braised beef rib. They have pork, chicken, and it's, I think it's a Mexican thing. So there's, like, avocado and chilies on there, and lettuce, tomato, and then they toast it, and it's just, like, amazing.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so how about a date place? Where do you think is a great place for a date that maybe people wouldn't think of?
Well, Pied à Terre on Cambie. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's a newish French bistro by the same people who have Parkside in the West End.
Cool.
And it's it's very small. It's 30 seats, so it's fairly intimate.
Mm-hmm.
It depends if you really want to talk to your date. I think if you kind of wanted to...
If you sort of want to talk, but you want to impress them so they'll have sex with you, but you don't want to spend a lot of money because, spending a lot of money, you might as well just pay for it, right?
both the bins are pretty good. Bin 941, bin 942. I mean, yeah. The music's a little louder, the lighting's low, and the food is really good for sharing, so...
Yeah, they are really loud, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's hard to communicate, but I think they have,
So those are pretty good date places, hey?
And they have some aphrodisiac-type menu items, so...
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, the closest you can legally get to a roofie colada. No, that's a bad joke. I'm sorry. Obviously, I don't mean that. But let's see. I guess we're out of time. Let's hand it over to DJ Smiley Mike. Any last words?
Thanks a lot for having me on. I mean, come check out the site. I leave comments. I'd love to hear from everyone. And if anyone wants to contribute, just email me to butteronthendive@gmail.com. And I really want just to get stories about real food from around the city.
Fantastic. That was Owen from Butter on the Endive. You can check him out at butteronthendive.ca or search for the Facebook group. Butter on the Endive. So, without any further ado, we're going to head on over to the magical land of trance or whatever, DJ Smiley Mike. I probably should have hit that button earlier, but let's just wait until the intro gets good, shall we? DJ Smiley Mike, seen any good movies lately?
Did you get a haircut?
I did, actually. This is really bad. I got really drunk, and I got this horrible blonde dye job. I don't even know why. I guess I just felt like it, you know? I guess I was just caught up in the zeitgeist. And I got this horrible blonde dye job, and